whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 244. Today is Saturday, November 28, 2020. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me as my co-host this week is the fabulous pacifist queen herself, Fair. There she is, right there next to me. Hi, Fair.
Hello. How are you all?
Good evening, afternoon,
whatever it is where you are, morning. For you, Lita.
Exactly. It's mid-morning. It's coffee time. It's 10 a.m. Like, you know.
It's always coffee time for you.
And I don't think anyone else could say any better. Thank you, Fair. I will have to clip that and keep that as my personal notification right there. So that is fantastic. But thank you, welcome chat room. Hi everyone, thank you listeners, everyone that is listening at home, we welcome you. And we were just saying before we started the show, it is less than 4 weeks to Christmas. Wow. Where is this year going? As much as I don't know about you guys, but it's kind of like, yeah, I really want to see 2020 go and just be like, get out of here, bring in 2021. There has been some really good things this year though, so but there's it's been a year, so we've got a couple more shows before our end of the year, mostly mine, that I will get to have a little break, so I'll talk about that in a bit. But first off, I've got some things to talk to Fair about, because I know she has been busy. We have had Shadowlands go live. It's all been crazy. There's so much going on. Prep with doing, I don't know for you, Fair, but I know with me doing PTR and beta, this didn't quite, you know, I'm a bit like... Illidan says, you are not prepared. Well, guess what? No.
No, you aren't.
Nope. It goes live and then everything becomes real. And it's very much like, whoa. this is all the new stuff. So I know you've been very, very busy this past week or so, which is great. How have you found Shadowlands for you so far?
Well, this is a very personalized view from my passy perspective. Mm-hmm. I have not taken any characters into the Maw just yet. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know that sounds weird, but I'll get there, but I'm not there yet.
Yeah,
I've been focused on leveling a pacifist, mm-hmm. Finding out what does and what doesn't provide any experience for them, and mm-hmm. what exactly they can do to advance.
Yeah.
The bottom line is very simple. It's called archaeology. Mm-hmm. That's what gives experience comparable to what we saw for them in BFA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A comparison of the various zones shows that the Old World, which is Eastern Kingdoms, Kalimdor, Outland, and Northrend, still give better experience than Draenor, Pandaria, Legion, and I assume BFA, although I haven't tried it since back on beta. Mm-hmm. It's just less experience from those zones. It's not nothing, it's just a little less.
Yeah. Crazy, isn't just it?
It is crazy, but that's how it was in BFA.
Yeah.
Basically, Blizzard hasn't really touched archaeology.
Yeah.
In this expansion. There is no archaeology in Shadowlands itself.
Yeah.
There's no dig sites there. You can't train it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't exist there.
Yeah.
So I think it's just what it was. We did have a holiday going on with mm-hmm. Pilgrim's Bounty. Unfortunately, for level 50 and above cooking characters like pacifists or working people, those don't give decent experience at all.
Okay.
You get about 800 points of experience, or 800 for the table, I think, and about 400 for doing a daily. So it's like pretty much worthless.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I'm pretty salty about that, I have to admit. That's like killing fun as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
I mean, really, holidays should be there for everybody in game to enjoy. Mm. And enjoy could mean getting experience.
Yeah.
That's just me. As long as you can have an experience bar, you should be able to fill it up with doing your holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's how it is. So anyway, no holidays. No cooking and fishing in Stormwind. That's the same story in terms of the low-level experience.
Yeah.
We have not had a Darkmoon Fair yet, but I'm curious to see whether the monthly quests there will give any experience to speak of or not.
Yeah.
Those turn-in item quests, you know, like the monstrous egg and other things. I had one in my bag and I looked at the experience that I'll get from it, and it's the nerfed experience, just like cooking and fishing.
Oh, okay.
So we don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll see in a week or two. But yeah. So basically, if you're a pacifist, you're stuck outside of Shadowlands proper. There's no way for a pacifist to get to Shadowlands, since going through the Maw requires killing things. It's kind of a hard door there.
Yeah.
Can't go through it. Not welcome. There's a big go home pacifist sign.
Yes. A big...
We don't want your kind here.
A big X. Not X marks the spot. It's like, do not enter. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, imagining this little, you know, take your little flower logo thing and put a red slash bar through it.
Yeah.
No passies.
Yeah. And I mean, the whole thing, the other thing would be if you could get a passy into the mall and, you know, and like stealth or get through it. Can you imagine with the amount of mobs around and with people around, proximity kill?
Like, oh, it would be bad news, I'm sure.
It would be super
not a friendly environment.
Yeah, not a friendly place at all. Yes.
Yep. So the other thing I did was start a baby pacifist.
Yep.
Something new for me, right? To see what changes there are. Yeah, I know. Me make a new passy, I know.
Yeah.
What would she do? I wanted to see what was different. One thing that we knew about was that you apparently can't take portals from Stormwind, for example, to anywhere on your passy. But also you cannot take the portal from Darnassus to Stormwind. However, that's before level 10. You can take the portal to Exodar from Darnassus. And there is a portal in Exodar to Stormwind that works just fine.
Okay.
So, work around.
Good to know.
So, yeah, you can have access to the world. You can get access to the pilgrim tables and do all those things. That's one reason I wanted to make that pacifist, was to at least take advantage of the holiday on some tune. Learn to cook, whatever.
Yep.
The only challenge was getting enough money to buy...
Yeah.
Cooking materials. That's always a challenge to a pacifist. The classic way of making money, which would be going to Borealis and fishing, is longer very profitable.
Okay.
Trash items that you fish up, like the armor and the weapons,
is around
now. They're your level now.
Oh,
and so
of course.
Worth a few copper.
Oh.
Which is so annoying.
Oh.
You pick up fish up a crossbow and it might be worth a silver.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my little. I'm crying. Ouch. That was such good gold just to get, you know, like a little bit of. Oh, damn.
It was wonderful. The fish you catch are still worth something.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, 25 silver or something, which is pretty good money for a pacifist anyway. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's not goal, however.
Yeah.
You can sell them to a vendor, or you can put them on the auction house.
Yeah.
Those are still worth it. Don't just discount that entirely.
Yeah.
One thing that someone, maybe Stir, had noticed, that going to Borealis on the boat was a problem at high level, because mm-hmm. he ended up in a jail cell.
Yeah.
At least below level 10. Mm-hmm. You can't take the boat from Wynn to Borealis safely.
Okay.
You do not end up in the jail cell.
Yeah.
After 10, I have
so annoying.
I don't make any claim. You're probably better off to do the portal opening.
Yeah.
But yeah. You need to be 10 to do that. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's good to know. That's because obviously we are dealing with looking at so many different things, and now that everything's live, it's a matter of just working what's the best way. And
yeah,
the portals
still works.
What actually is working live. So so that's good to know. Ali said a passy in the moor sounds super dangerous, which we go, yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Chris said, just realized it totally makes sense. There's no archaeology since Shadowlands is all about the land of the dead. Having archaeology fragments wouldn't really make sense. True, but
yeah,
I kind of feel
from a lore
like,
point of view, that makes sense. You're
yeah,
right.
But I kind of feel like there's a lot of bones around. We could be digging like those fossilized bones.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like, well, damn it, you guys, we're missing an opportunity. We could be digging. Mind you, there's a lot of mobs, like in the moor. There's a lot of stuff around. I think it would be not fun to be doing archaeology there. So,
yeah, I mean, it sounds like if you click on things, it spawns other things. Nasty things
yeah.
can happen.
Paleontology, though. Well, still, it's. I just feel like Blizzard has missed a little tiny opportunity with that. But you know, whichever. At least we've still got digging in Old World, like you said, digging in Kalimdor, Eastern Kingdoms.
It's what it is.
It's crazy that XP is still the best out of...
Well, it's not only the best, but for the pacifists, it's the only.
Yeah.
And that's the part that bothers me. I mean, that...
Yeah.
Yes, I can do it, and I have done it, and I'm doing it, but I don't know how many times I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Because I've done that.
Yeah.
You know, been there, did that, offered BFA, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
another 10 levels of that. So that'd be interesting.
His advice, get rested before you do it.
Oh yeah, yes. Otherwise,
cut the number of dig sites in half.
Mm-hmm. That is true. But as you and I both know, that chewing up of that rested XP when you're doing archy is just like...
It doesn't last long.
It's gone. It's gone. Yes, exactly. Tiber says, would Threads of Fate be a way to get pacifists into Shadowlands?
We still have to go through the maw at this point.
Okay. So, all right. So we will have to play around. Like, I haven't even got to that point to be able to even contemplate, because there's so much going on that I'm like, yeah, my Passy is just, she's just over here, just going, you know what, you guys, just go. I'm just going to sit here and rest. So,
resting is good.
Yeah, but definitely Threads of Fate certainly comes into play for other things, which I'll talk about in a bit. But for passies, you know, when we can't kill, like one kill and you're done. Hey, fair. Like it's just
yes, or one proximity kill and you're done.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, effectively, you're yellow flagged.
Yeah. So, and I think, like, in particular, I know for me, and I know for you, that being yellow flagged is, not
I'm done. Yeah. I'm done.
We're like, nope, that's it. Start again. Off we go. Execute says Threads of Fate doesn't show up until you get through them all and make it to Ouroboros. Ouroboros. So, yeah, you've still got to go into the mall, kill things.
There's no actual skip.
Exactly. So you can't walk through the mall and be like, right, I'm at the end. Now I want to get out. It's quest. Okay, now this quest will send you. So, you know, as much as I love Blizzard, there are times like right now that I'm just going... Jimmy Blizzard, like, just if we just had a little option. But anyway, it is what it is. The quote of this year. That's my quote for this year. Anyway.
Yeah, but it is what it is. That's actually probably a show title there.
Yeah. Yes. That is my 2020. It is what it is. Okay. So that's good information for those wanting to try a PASI. And, you know, we know how much fun playing a PASI is. And we love it, you know. And you are our resident queen of the pacifists. It's just... It is the thing, you know, I would have been very surprised if you told me that the very first thing that you were doing was not a pacifist. I probably would have been like, what? What have you
Are
done
you
with
sick
her?
Or what?
Where is she? Yeah, right. Exactly. So, you know, it's good to get this information and you've been exploring and trying things to see how it goes, which is fantastic. So then... As you look at the expansion, and again, we're brand new into Shadowlands. We've still got...
Less than a week, yeah.
We're all still exploring and trying to work things through in our own brain as to how things go. Okay, mostly that's probably me. That's probably not you guys, but it's mostly me. But for you, what things do you suggest for people... to do or not to do at the start of an expansion for challenge tunes, whether it is, you know, new tunes or for us that have tunes that we're kind of like, okay, when do we bring them out? What should we be doing if we've got tunes around sitting at max or just tunes around? What do you think? What have you come up with?
Well, this is probably kind of a random list mm-hmm. of things. One thing probably to do very soon, if you haven't done it already, is log in on all of your active characters to start them getting rested.
Yes.
You will appreciate that rested no matter what character you have. So, yeah. Rested won't start till you log in.
Which I did every single tune except for my challenge tunes. It was like that. I didn't want to, because, you know, wasn't sure what was happening with the zombies and the ghouls, and I was like, no.
Oh, I know. We wanted to make sure the zombies were gone first.
Yes, and of course I've not. Okay, so let me write a list of things Lita needs to do after the show. Yep, okay, so log in, start the rest of it. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
If you're level 50 and are going to be continuing on leveling a pacifist or doing archaeology on a working man, mm-hmm. Be sure to check your status with Zadormi and Uldum and Darkshore.
Oh, yeah.
To set the instances in those zones back to where you want it to be so it's mm-hmm. not the 120 level stuff.
Oh, yeah.
From before. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's just... You don't want to wind up zoning in when you're kind of zoned out mentally, going, oh no, yeah. This is not the Ulam I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Darkshore you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Probably yeah. Some people, you know, if you've been doing anything with the Pilgrim's Bounty thing, you've known that you had to change Darnassus to get over there to
yeah.
collect your sweet potatoes, but yeah.
Yes.
If you're higher level, anyway. So, anyway, yeah, that's just something to do. Put it on your list.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to them. If you plan to do anything in BFA zones, do open the portals there. because taking a vote now is not a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
Not just that it's inconvenient, it's just that it will land you in a jail cell, apparently. So that's not good. So do the quest chain and up until the point where you have to talk to Jaina by the boat. And she'll give you an option to skip the intro if you've done it before on that faction.
Yeah.
Accept that option because that will send you right over to Borealis, and there's a little intro walkabout quest there that shows you where the bank and the inn are and stuff, and ends up letting you open the portals.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
From Borealis back to Stormwind, and then conversely from Stormwind to Borealis.
Yeah.
So yes, that's a good thing. And there's no kills in that little walkabout quest, so
yeah,
safe for anybody to do at whatever level. Doesn't matter.
Okay. All right.
I think you have to be 10.
Good to know.
Do it. I haven't done this yet because I haven't been into the Maw. But from everything I'm hearing, reading, or imagining, do use a scout before you take an active iron or other challenger class into the Maw. Use a scout of the same class, the same spec, and the same gearing as the challenge tune you plan to take through there. Because it is brutal from what I can tell. And you want some idea of how it's going to go.
Yeah.
Scout it out.
That's it. That's your motto.
Absolutely it is. And yeah, it's important.
Yes.
I plan this soon. And that's sort of a blizzard soon. I plan to take my first one in. We'll see who it's going to be.
Yep.
Probably a hunter.
Yep.
Either a green man hunter scout or a working man hunter scout. I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
But we'll see. But yeah, I figure hunter, I would probably have the best chance of doing DPS on my first pass through if I had a hunter. So,
yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
My other comment is, if you're not working on level 50 plus characters, don't worry about it. Enjoy leveling your characters to 50. There's so much stuff to do, so much choice of what you can do. Just enjoy it. Because your choices kind of become limited more when you're in Shadowlands, from what I can tell.
Yes.
You are in a more linear train pathway. But there's lots of ways to level to 50. So enjoy it on all your other characters. I can't speak for bloodthirsty characters, but for everybody else, at least, crummy time is just wonderful.
And it's quick. Like, the other thing is, we're only, like, before you get to going to Shadowlands, you're doing 50 levels. Like, we're not going to 120 and then have to go to 130. Like, we're going to 50 before you need to tackle Shadowlands. So there are so many options. So many options. So yeah, I agree. Enjoy your leveling, because there is so many fun things and questing and zones around that you can choose from, which is great. So
yeah, try things you never did before. Might as well.
Exactly.
I did the thing where you take a very low level character to Draenor, get a garrison at level 15, which is just totally weird in my mind.
I know, right?
I mean, I actually probably did it the hard way. I swam the whole way from Ashram, from Stormshield.
Yes.
All the way over to where Khadgar is on the beach with his landing party. I was on a druid and just swam along.
Yeah.
Dodged a couple of big mobs. It was fine. Opened the garrison just fine. Ran into some other surprises after that. The level of food available for purchase is not what you might expect. In other words, it's too high level for you.
Yeah.
You can't eat it.
It's like,
this happens in a lot of places.
You forgot.
You can't eat that food. Bring your own food. And if you open your garrison early, there's still going to be some level barriers to using some of the features. you can't do that till you're 35. You can't do this till you're 35. That's annoying.
Yeah.
They didn't make that smooth. And the other thing about garrisons that they changed is there's no longer any experience for herbing and mining in your garrison, garden and mine.
Yes.
Which is sad.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind.
Yes.
That's just fun. And no, no more fun. Not there.
Yeah.
So yeah, Draenor is a viable way to level, but it's not the super fast leveling that it used to be.
Mm.
The bonus objectives and treasures have been seriously nerfed in experience.
Yeah.
So it's just another level to zone in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, in general, you know, enjoy it, but expect unexpected things. There will be unsquished mobs around.
Yeah.
Unedible food because of level, things like that.
Yeah.
Just, it's what it is.
Well, it's, I mean, that gives us all a good basis, you know, to start off with, because obviously there's all new things for a lot of you guys who, you know, didn't manage to do any PTR testing or beta testing. This, now that we're live, like, you get to see all the fun stuff that we've been working on, that some of us have been working on for the last couple months. And now that it's live, like, you can go forth and find your own pass of what works for you. There are so many options. There's so many options to get from 1 to 50, which is great. It was really great. After 50, there's not that many options because it's basically into the mall. It's like, go forth. Which
pretty
is,
much, go there.
Yes, yeah, sorry, Bloods. Anyway, but yeah, that's still some really great information. And again, you know, you guys, just scout it out. Like Fess said, if you're unsure of a place that you want to go to, then jump on your scout and take someone over there and see how it plays out. Like, do you feel comfortable in that zone? Is the tune that you're playing, is it, you know, is it a viable place to be? Some places you might not want to go might be, you know, Eastern Plaguelands. There might be other places. Like, I always loved Eastern Plaguelands for questing. It was never, a couple times, I think I died a couple times over there, but I always loved questing over there. But there's so many different good places. So explore. See what works for you. What works for Fair may not work for me. What also works for us may not work for you. So it's all about finding your path. And of course, we do love it when you share, like what Fair's done. She shared. We love sharing information. So we appreciate that. So thank you, Fair. There's some really great advice.
Oh, good.
As always. So thank you very much for that. I want to know how your week's been, because like you said, one, you've been playing, you've also got a new passy, which is great, but how's your week been?
Okay, it's been busy.
Mm-hmm.
I started off with a druid pacifist, and got her, well, I did the figuring out what would give me experience or not. Mm-hmm. With her, got her to level 53 and got her flagged.
Yeah,
for a proximity kill.
Yes.
Be careful doing archaeology in Stone Talon Peak. One of those talons or little tentacle things that sticks up out of the ground decided to kill a critter next to me, and I got tagged with it.
Wow.
Never happened to me before. And I've been through that zone many times. I don't know if it's just in the wrong place at the wrong time or what. But yeah, it's a kill and a killing blow. I don't know how in the world that happened.
Yeah.
I mean, she has nothing on her bar. I mean, except for like healing spells and stealth. And
yeah.
Roots, you know?
So there was no aggro. Like, there was no, you were just within.
It was I was getting, you know, within a safe distance to try to do a dig. Yep. The mob wasn't aggroed on me.
Yeah.
It decided that it didn't like that little deer that was getting close to it and zapped it.
And you got a prox kill. So
yeah,
that seems to be a new change.
It might be. I don't know. I haven't gone back to like double check it again or like make it happen again or anything. But
yeah,
I was just bummed about it.
I don't blame you. 53. That's an amazing effort, but still, hot damn. Like, that's...
Yeah, I wasn't happy. I was not happy.
I bet. That is really rough. Because if there's no aggro on you, like, yeah. So, maybe that's something that a few of us can also double... Like, we could go test and see what we can come up with. Just to see.
The more people that test out the stuff... I mean, I've been really careful... Since then, in any of the zones, there's a number of zones where one mob is fighting another.
Yep.
One NPC is fighting another. Another is placed in the ruins of Constalis and Fellwood, where there are druid bears fighting demons all over the little area.
Yes.
I don't really think they kill each other very often. I think they just fight endlessly, but I worry about it. And I know in Zoram Strand, the wolves do sometimes kill the deer or the stags there.
Yes.
So be careful. If there's death around you, I guess it can affect you.
Yeah. That's true because, you know, maybe they've tweaked something in the code. And of course, you know, not being a coder, I have got no idea what Blizzard's put into the API. So be super, super careful. Be super, super careful for passies. Anyway, obviously, it makes no difference for your irons or your working. They're like, kill, bring it on, buddy.
I'll kill that tentacle myself.
Yes. And just like poke you with my little sheath. So be careful of that. But so sorry that has happened. Thank you for bringing us like to us our attention, because I've done that place many, many times on my passy. Like, it's
Me too.
It's just like, what's going on? So I think we will do a little bit more testing ourselves. We'll get a few of us and we'll see what we can
find. Yeah, it's a good idea. I'd be really curious.
Definitely. All right.
So I had to switch paths.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have any more druids I wanted to take out. I didn't really want to take my very old druid passy out. So I took another one.
Yep.
Fair Sky. And she was 50. She's now level 59. So it goes pretty... I won't say it goes fast. I mean, it goes quickly, but it's really a drag. I mean, you're archaeology all day, every day. So
yep, dig.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Fly around between the digs, and in my case, I knit a lot.
Used to have a dig song actually. When I did control, because I was always doing archaeology. I used to have this dig song that I made up. I'll have to.
You will have to dig up your dig song,
Yes, I will have to have a look and see if I can find it. But anyway, so what else did you do? So 59. Now, hang on, Ferris Sky, was that the last passy that you dinged to Matt?
No, that one was human. I decided I didn't want to do it on the human one.
Right.
This time.
Okay.
Around. This is a rogue.
Uh-huh.
Night elf rogue. The last one that I did, I consider that, you know, having the last one be the same as the first one. But she's human, and I just said, no, I want the extra layer of protection from Shadow Meld.
Okay. All right. That's, fair enough. Fair enough. Absolutely. All right.
So, Fair Sky is the one who, in the costume, not competition, but the fashion show, she was wearing the
yes,
little black, what's it called?
Little black number?
Yeah, the little black number.
Yes. Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Yes. I know what
suit,
I know.
Yeah.
Nice.
Heliscan.
Uh-huh.
Heliscan set. So.
Yeah.
She's still wearing that. So.
Nice.
She's well-dressed as a pacifist. So.
Mm.
Anyway, she's out there. She should keep digging tonight, and we'll see what happens by morning.
Okay. All right. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks. Of course, after effectively losing the first one, I said, okay, I need another new druid, Passy. So that's when mm-hmm. I made the new one.
Yep.
I got her... Well, she's level 8 now. I'm really not pushing her. I just wanted to get her to the point where she could do the pilgrim's dailies.
Right.
So, you know, I learned herbane and sold a few herbs to make a little money. And then I discovered, and I'm so stupid, the pilgrim cooking dailies give you a reward choice. You can get all those green things that you can't wear for holiday gear,
mm-hmm.
or you can get a reward bag called a pilgrim's bounty.
Right.
That has like 6 to 8 gold in it. I had 4 of them stuck in my bank because I didn't have room in my bag to open that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Here I am scraping around trying to use my last silver to buy flour and herbs and spices to make pie. And
yep.
Here I had this 8 gold in, sitting in my bank.
Nice.
So, yeah. So anyway, that's a profitable thing. There's like 2 more days of that, I think. Mm-hmm. It ends on Monday morning. But
yes.
If you have a passy or cooking working man that wants to cook, it's a nice way to make some quick gold.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'll get back to her, but she's level 8 at the moment.
Okay. All right. Do you know roughly, like, time frame for play on the new to get to 8? Like, was it a couple of hours? Was it a bit longer? Or
it felt a little long. Well, I sort of stopped when she got to, I guess, early 7, because I only do the daily after that. But
okay.
Yeah, pretty normal.
Okay.
It seemed to take longer to get started just because the whole fishing and Boralis thing was a bummer.
Yeah.
So earning money was...
I know. The whole, it's kind of like, damn, like, shucks. It's like, damn it, please.
I know. Like, you took away my easy money. What is this?
I know. Mind you, we do have Dark Moon Fair next weekend. So
yeah, Dark Moon Fair is another
exciting.
Good time.
Exciting, yes.
We're new people like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that is...
So no, I didn't really notice her playtime.
Okay. All right. No, that's... I'm just curious. I had started a...
It felt normal to me.
Okay. All right. I just didn't know if it felt a little quicker or, you know, longer or whichever. I'll have to...
Not quicker.
Not quicker.
Not quicker. The same or maybe a trace slower.
Okay. All right. So
just figuring out where to go.
Yeah.
Where I could go, you know?
Okay. All right. Well, you know, it's good to know. It's good to know for these things. So we can prep and be ready. I think I will have to do the same thing and start a new passy at some stage myself. So, you know, maybe Dark Moon Fair's coming. I might just have to wait a little bit. So we'll see. I just feel like I've got limited playtime as it is. So
you have a lot of stuff to do, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But anyway. So, okay. Well, that's good to know. So obviously the Ferris guy is 59. That is exciting. So she's just hit 59, correct?
Yeah, she's about 4 blocks into it now.
Okay. All right. Well, that's exciting to hear. That's very exciting to hear. So so we will...
Yeah, I will be excited to see it.
Yes, yes. We're all a bit definitely like this. Because that's, you know, that's... Like I said, we're not even a week in, and passies and working men effectively have got, you know, decent ways to go for this expansion. Not the best, but it's doable. So we will see.
Yeah, I mean, it's something. It was an option. You do what you can do.
That's right.
Working man should be interesting, actually. I'm really looking forward to that. If I can figure out, you know, how to get myself through the maw, mm-hmm. I'd be looking forward to taking a working man through and seeing how that goes with gathering there.
Yeah, because I must admit, when you get through maw, as much as it's, I don't hate the maw. It's very dark place. But, you know, when you get out the other side, and obviously Bastion itself is, if you've seen some of the, you know, the screenshots or seen some of the cinematics that Blizzard or Wowhead have put out, you know, there's so many things that you can, like, just look at. Just even just the fact that you're looking
visually
at new
really
things,
yeah.
that you see new zones, visually there's just, you know, and then looking at the designs, I'm forever just going, oh, shiny, like, oh, this over here, and oh, this over here.
Right.
So that's my week has been not touching any challenge tunes at all, and obviously forgot to log in to start rested on those that I should have. But yeah, I've just been taking Leader through my main to see how story is, because obviously a start of an expansion, my focus is Leader will do all of the things as she does, which then also gives me an idea to start prepping for challenge tunes and what they can do. But I love to see the story. Like, there's the story within itself has always been a big part of why I love WoW. So lore, story, or, you know, just the quest, just some of the quests that they want you to do, and you kind of roll your eyes with some, and other ones you're like, oh, I get to go do this. So I've been exploring all of that side on my main, and at the moment I kind of feel like I should start testing waters with the passy, but at the same stage I'm kind of like, I think I might hold off a little bit, but there's so much so many things to do,
yeah, for sure.
And not enough time. It's just like I need more hours in the day. Not really, but yeah, so my playtime for challenges has been nil pretty much this week, but I have been busy doing many other things, so that's kept me preoccupied. Either that or trying to sleep. That's always a good thing, because we're not talking about work, because work and people.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hey, Christmas time is supposed to be the happiest time on the planet, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Except when you have to work.
Yeah. People being people. Awesome. Anyway, just please be kind. If you're dealing with people in retail or delivery or any of that stuff, it's never fun to get rah, 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 rah. So yeah, it's kind of been very intense month, November. So I look forward to Christmas and having some time off, which will be awesome. All right, I think we will go to, let's get into the news, because we've got some stuff to share. Where's my bumper? This one, let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Aw, thank you, Rogue Slayer. All right, so we have got some news. Yay! All right, so the website has been updated with some Shadowlands specific rules. Now, some of you guys will know, you know, we've spoken of this over the last couple of weeks, but there have been a few other things that we have allowed. So basically the website for right across the challenges, we have got Exile's Reach, of course, is not allowed. Okay. Chromie Time is allowed. Covenants are allowed. And Threads of Fate are allowed. So if you are unsure as to what all that is, basically go forth, have fun with it. Admin have made the decisions based on what we can for the challenges going forth, because Blizzard has made this expansion very challenging for the challenges. So this is our call on this. This is across the board for all the challenges. Now, at the moment, poor Bloodthirsties. We are so sorry, Bloodthirsties. At the moment, things are still being sorted because we know for a Blood, you cannot get into the Maw or beyond. You cannot get to Shadowlands. Bit like a pacifist, but at least a pacifist and a working have got other avenues that you can go to. For a Bloodthirsty, no such luck. So things are being sorted as we speak. Well, not literally as I speak, because I've got things to do after the show, but things are being put into place for Bloods, and we'll let you know as soon as that stuff is settled. So we've still got a little bit of tinkering to do with Bloodthirsties. Now, the other thing I want to let you know about is with all, now that everything's live and we've been doing some, not necessarily testing, but the wardens have been busy. The website code is not quite ready. It's nearly ready. They're just formulating, because again, it's diving into both of Stones and Omnia's code, and we've got people that have not been here. So, you know, these guys are new. They're trying to work through all of the code to make sure that, like, the endpoints are correct for levels and all of that. So I know Fim has been busy doing stuff today, but it's not quite ready to add or update tunes. Nearly, but not quite there. So I will let you guys know as soon as it's ready, which will be soon, not Blizzard soon, but very, very soon. So I know Fim has been doing a lot of work with Stone today to get things sorted. And it's not, you know, as much as I love to wave the magic wand or the magic scythe, it's not going to, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. They've got to get through all of those bits and pieces. So nearly there. So that is exciting news. We are just about ready to let you guys, you know, go for it. I know a lot of you are chomping at the bit, so to speak, but soon, guys. So I apologize. I know I have been super, super busy, and but things are getting sorted and worked around. So more news to come. All right. Well, I will let you know. Okay. Now, the other thing is we have, I think I have two more shows until the end of the year show, which, as we know, is the Death List Christmas show, Death List Christmas, all of that kind of thing. So that will be December the 12th, which I think I mentioned last week. So if you want to participate and get your Death List in for that show, just make sure it's to me at least a day or two beforehand, because I need to collate and put all the stuff in the stuff and have that ready for the show. So the 12th, so if you can get it in by the 10th of December to me, whether that is email, whether that is on Twitter, whether that is through Discord, you can send messages to the mods. The mods can get it to me as well. So whichever way, you can be as simple as, this is how many deaths I've had. Tell me what your worst death is if you want to, that kind of thing. Or you can be as elaborate as some of our challenges are, that give great breakdowns of who they've lost, where they've lost, at what level they've lost. So it's up to you. All right. The show will last 4 hours. Yeah. Yeah. No, I will, Lita's editing may come into play, but again, you know, there is definitely, it's a fun show. It's always a fun show. So looking forward to that. And we will have our resident deathless, what should I say? Zortz will be joining me for that show, because it is tradition and I am very much into tradition, and as much as he is busy doing other things, he will come and see us and say hi and be here for the Deathless show. So super excited to catch up with him.
Yeah,
super excited to catch up with him, and that will be fun. Alright, now the only other thing is that Spreadshirt has got a free shipping on November the 30th. So if you want to partake in getting any merchandise, especially with Christmas coming up, you know, if you want to get yourself a WoW Challenges mug, don't forget last week I showed you we had some new designs from the wonderful Mr. Bride 01, Russ. Again, thank you. We love those designs so much. They are up on the website. We have them for Bloodthirsty, Pacifist, Working Man, Green Man, Tin Man. You can get your own little logo if you're into one particular challenge. So pop over and check that out. Free shipping for November 30th. Alrighty.
So many good things. Just my little commercial.
Yes.
I of course had to shop the Passy Bazaar, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did. So that's always good fun. But there's lots of different things that, if you're interested, so certainly pop over. And anything that you guys get, there is percentage of that comes back to the show or comes back to WoW Challenges. So we are grateful, you know, mostly grateful. So thank you for all of you that do support and use Spreadshirt. So thank you very much. Appreciate that. All right. As we have got no state of the challenges at the moment, again, you know, things are being sorted. Once the new code comes in, we'll get the state of the challenges will be the next thing that's worked in. It's just mostly I want to get everything up there so people can start adding their new tunes and updating things, and you know, then we can get all the ding records, which is always exciting. Also, when someone hits 60, it feels really weird to say 60 is going to be the new, you know.
Yeah, that's still hard to understand.
I know. Zortz is sneaking in. Hey, Zortz. Good morning. Thank you very much, Zortz. 31 months. Seriously, dude. Mwah. Appreciate you. That is super sweet. So, hi, Zortz. I look forward to the Deathless show. Can't wait to catch up. So all of the things and stuff. That's all. Sneaky Zortz. Absolutely. Well, you know, goblins can be pretty sneaky, so we do know that. Alrighty. Let's do, where is, speaking of Zortz, let us do this little bumper.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat!
I do miss that. I love that. I love that. That's so much good. Alrighty. Okay, so as we always like to start our chit chat section off with, we are going to play this cute little bumper right here.
It's Azzy's pun.
Yes, we are still using that awful thing because I love it, Zort. So unless you're going to do me a new one, just saying, I will continue to use it because I love it. Alrighty, fair. Azzy's pun vault. What have we got?
Okay, so from the vault, we have, I asked the clerk where the Terminator action figures were. She said, I'll be back. I like that.
I completely forgot about that one. That one. Thanks, Azzy. Thanks, Azzy. That's awesome. That's so funny. I love it. I love it. I'm actually just waiting for... Stir, I was totally waiting for you because obviously Azzy's busy. Got super, super good news. So Azzy, if you're listening or around, we're sending happy, happy thoughts because I know you got some super awesome news with your wife being home. So that's wonderful. Thank you.
Really wonderful.
Yes, it is awesome. I was waiting for Stir to throw in with the, you know, the caps gold. But Stir's like cute. But Zorts, thank you. You did not let me down at all. And Zorts has just gone, boo, get off the stage. So thank you. Thank you. It's good to, you know, consistency is still here. That's awesome. So thank you, Zorts. I appreciate that. And then he poofs. He's gone. Thank you, Zorts. Alrighty. So thank you for Azzy's pun vault. For that one. I love that one. That one's really good. Now, from Dave, we have got, I am reading a really good book about anti-gravity. I can't put it down. Yep. 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 Okay. All right. Thanks, Dave. Oh, I mean, it's cute. It's kind of like the... of course, I have heard that one before, but I was like, he's reading a really good book. Okay, yeah. So thank you guys. That's awesome. I love it. Alrighty. Now we did have a question this week. So do you want to read that? And I know you sorted Two Frog out. So hit us with what it was all about.
Sure. Yeah, Two Frog asked the question. For pacifist, if I may, I've just discovered as a night elf, I can't use the portal to Stormwind until level 10. I can't gather yet, as my explorations have only gotten me to level 3, and that includes Azure Mist, Blood Mist. Am I forced to explore higher level areas in Kalimdor to get to level 5, or is there something I'm missing? Thanks. And my answer to him was, oddly enough, you can use the portal from Exodar to Stormwind, mm-hmm. even before level 10. The portal from Exodar to Darnassus, one way, I said that backward. The portal from Darnassus to Exodar is open, and then you can just continue on from Exodar to Stormwind. As I discovered when I did my new passy this week, I explored a little bit on Azramith before taking the portal, but it sounded like Two Frog had already done that. So I think that, hope that helped.
Excellent. Yes. I mean, and again, you know, these are good things to know, not just for passies, like, you know, for little irons and working and, you know, blood, just for getting around continents and things like that. It's good to know these things, so...
Yeah, we're so used to just jumping around everywhere.
Yeah. Exactly. And now we have got so many other places we can jump around, which is, you know, which is really good, which is fantastic. All righty. Well, I think that is what we've, I think that's what we've got. We're going to have, wow, we're going to have a short show. This is great because, you know, I've got things and stuff to do after this, which is good. But I did find something that I thought I will share. All right. So a long, long time ago, this is back. I made this dig song parody back in 2013 when I was doing Control Alt Wow with Aprillion, and that's where I met Aprillion, that's where I met Rogue Slayer, I was doing it with Tidra. So this is a long time ago. So yeah, so I've just found the file and I'm going to share you the dig song parody that happened. Now, this was also done with a friend of mine, Black Xanthus. He's an Aussie. He's one of my friends. He's been a friend of mine for a very long time. And he helped me out with this. So, you guys ready? this is Leader Share.
This is good, yeah.
This is Leader Share. All right. Where did I put it? I've just made it go away. There it is. Okay. All right. So this is the Dig Song parody. So let me, here we go.
It's astounding. Wow is amazing. Obsession takes control. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control. I remember doing the deep sights, thinking those moments when the obsession would hit me
and the sights would be cold.
Let's do the deep sights again. Let's do the deep sights again.
Okay, so that's all I'm gonna play, but
that's great
because it is the full thing. Which is yeah, as I said, this is going back to like 7 years ago that I made that, and I can't sing. Look, I can't dance. I can't sing. So I had some fun because, you know, what more can you have other than time warp? So probably get in trouble for that, but you know what, you guys, there you go, you got a little bit of a snippet of that was fun because I was digging way back. I have dug a lot over my whale life, which is great. So
I never knew that. That's really fun to know.
yes, it is an obsession. It's a bit like pet battles. Like for me, like when I start, it's like I go down that hole. There's no coming back from when you're like, okay, let's just start. We'll just collect one pet or, you know, just do one dig sign. And then all of a sudden, 3 hours later, you're like, wow, I just, time's gone. So yeah, it's a bit of fun. But anyway, shared just a little bit with you. That's something that I did a very long time ago. Anyway, so you're welcome. We are not doing that again. All right. Okay. So I think on that note, we will wrap up the thanks, guys. That was great, Chris says. Time is like, hey, thank you. Yes, and Dave's here. Just get here in time for the time warp. Absolutely. So I think we will start, we will wrap up the show. So our Iron Elites, Fair, who have we got? Thank you.
Okay, well, we want to thank all of our Iron Elites who support all of the activities for the challenges, the website, and keeping everything running. Thanks to you all. Mm-hmm. That's Aleandris, Azilun, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave the Hunter, Execute, Fair, Gaston, Iron Brittle, Iron Man Poff, Chris W, Laren Ramar, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, scrolling, Ms. Miggy, Ms. Charming, Never Died, Nisi, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swingcat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wainima, Zaya, and the Zorts. Thank you all.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, guys, for all the support. It is greatly appreciated. So, thank you. All right. And as I know, and I do, I say this every week, but honestly, without these people to help make my life a little easier, most times it's a lot easier, but as admin Stirstone and myself, we want to say a huge thank you to our wonderful mods, because they take care of things and keep things aligned and, you know, on a straight path, or a slightly, you know, or a path, whereas leaders like shiny and everyone brings me back. So that is great. But to these guys, so thank you to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya. Thank you for all the things you do. I cannot stress that enough, because our mods are wonderful, fantastic human beings. So thank you. Also to our code wardens, I have to say a huge thank you. I know Fim has been busy sorting through things, but to Elke, Fim, and Belle, again, welcome to the WoW Challenges family, and thank you for the things that you are doing and sorting for us. We do appreciate that. So welcome to the three of them. And to you guys, to everyone here in the chat room, to everyone at home, to those listening to the podcast, thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting us in whichever way it is that you support. We appreciate it. So thank you very much. Okay, well, I will be back next week, which will be December 5th. Oh my God, that means there's only two shows left. Wow, we're in December, guys. It's just like crazy. Wow. So yes, I'll be back. 7 p.m. Eastern is always the time. So thank you, Fair, for coming and co-hosting and joining me today and sharing your experiences and your thoughts and all of that with all of our listeners. I do appreciate it. So can you tell them where they can find you or get in contact with you, please?
Yeah, you can find me on Discord as Fair. And I'm usually found online in the guild on Alliance side, Wormrest Accord, as any Fair type character there.
Exactly. So thank you for that. And don't forget, you can find us over at wowchallenges.com. You will find all of the information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channel on the website. If you want to download and listen to the podcast, pop over to places like Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. If you would like to send me information, whether it is death list or questions or how you are experiencing Shadowlands as a challenge, you know, on a challenge turn, certainly send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Do collate and all that information comes there. If not, you can also contact our mods through or into Discord, Twitter, you know, Facebook, all those things. So there are ways that if you need to get me a message, you can certainly send through messages in those. If you want to contact me personally on my Twitter, it's at Leta Wow, which is LeetaAwow. And don't forget, Stone and I do have another show that we like to do randomly. Adventures in Azeroth, which we did episode 99 a week ago, I think it was. So we will be doing episode 100 right before Christmas. So yeah, so all of the things and the stuff. All right. Yes, Nisi, plenty of ways. Just remember time zones. So might take a little for us to respond. That is true. You can always send me a message, but if I'm at work or I'm asleep, that doesn't get looked at until I'm able to, whether that's awake or finish work. So, so yeah. So just bear with the fact that, you know, for some of us, we can't respond certainly straight away. Alrighty. Other than that, our last fair, do you want to do the last couple of thank yous for me, please? Sure.
Yeah. Big thank you to Mr. Bright 01 for our wonderful intro. They always make me smile. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright 01. And also a big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro, which will be played shortly. You can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as on the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Absolutely. And again, huge thanks to those guys because they are super amazing and I love them both. They've done so much to, you know, just to help out because they're friends of the show and we appreciate that. So thank you guys for that. All right. Well, you know what? We have done a show, so I think we will wrap that up. Thank you guys for being here, for sitting around, for listening, for chiming in, all of that. Fair, thank you for being here with me again today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to catch up. And I'm not going to say anything, but take it easy.
Take it.
Be careful, right? I will. Yeah, exactly. All right. Other than that, guys, have a great week. Enjoy your Shadowlands experience, whether you are not leveling a normal or a challenge toon, but especially when you do get to your challenge toons, enjoy, have fun, see what works for you. And, you know, again, if you've got any information, certainly let us know how you go. We're keen to see how everyone's going with Shadowlands. So enjoy. Most thing is, please stay safe, both in game and out of game, because 2020 has been a year and we all need to stay safe. So please take it easy. We will catch you again next week, everybody. So bye.
Goodbye, all. Thank you for listening. Be safe.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.